Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Good morning. Let's take a look at what you missed this past weekend. Well, Thunder Basin in Kimball County for the girls went out to the Shayna Chateau Rumble at The Rock in Glen Rock. Thunder Basin also went to the same tournament, but it was out in Douglas. No score updates for the boys. So, for the women's side of things, Thunder Basin comes away with the dub. 163, the final points for them. Scottsbluff girls finishing edging behind 158.5. Wind River in third at 117. Campbell County in fourth at a score of 115. Carly Roth finished in first place in the 135 class with a final score taking down Leona Vickers from Moreland 3-0. Then it also was Rowan Ortega Hand coming away with the win 6-1, taking down a Brecken Thumper from Shoshone. From the mats, we move to the pool as the Gillette Double Duels was going on last Friday night as Campbell County, Cheyenne Central, and Thunder Basin were all dueling it out. It was Central taking on Thunder Basin in the first duel. It was Central winning 104-60. Then Central taking on Campbell County. They win 105-60. Central comes away with the sweep. Campbell County's Brady Hunt and Cy Gowland won two individual events on each. Now let's move into the Sheridan Invite as Thunder Basin went down there to take on Kelly Walsh, Douglas, and Natrona County. Kelly Walsh coming away with the win with a final score of 378. Sheridan in second with 350, and finishing in fourth was Thunder Basin with 279. Campbell County also took on Central again on Saturday in a duel as Cheyenne Central won 111-253. The Indians won 9 of the 12 events, including two of them by Chris Hager with the 200 inner melody and the 100 backstroke. Brady Hunt of the Camels also won two events, the 50 and the 100 free. So let's move from the pool to the basketball court as Thunder Basin and Campbell County went out to the James Johnson Winter Showcase. And on Friday, Campbell County fell to Natrona County for the boys 64-54. Thunder Basin taking down Kelly Walsh 73-58. For the girls' side of things on Friday, it was Natrona County taking down Campbell County 49-40. Thunder Basin comes away with the win over Kelly Walsh 58-36. Now let's head over to Saturday's games as we'll start with the girls this time. Thunder Basin taking down Riverton 65-30, and Wheatland taking down Campbell County 63-24. To the guys we go as Thunder Basin comes away with a win over Natrona County 78-66. Campbell County falls to Green River 69-66. Thunder Basin and Campbell County start off conference play coming up this weekend. The Bolts will take on Laramie on a Friday, and the Camels will take on Cheyenne Central on a Friday. Then Saturday, Campbell County will take on Cheyenne East. The Bolts will take on Cheyenne South. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.